Prague.
Jan Hus's reformist activities, which triggered the revolutionary Hussite movement, are also linked with Prague. In the early 17th century, Prague saw the uprising of the Czech estates, as well as the infamous execution of numerous Czech noblemen following the Czechs' defeat at the Battle of White Mountain. This tragic event marked the beginning of a long period of Habsburg oppression. Paradoxically, the Baroque period during the Habsburg Counter-Reformation in the 18th century led to another golden age for Prague's architecture. At that time, Prague's two greatest Baroque architects, Christopher and Kilian Diesenhofer, gave the city some of its finest buildings and sculptures. The Czech National Revival in the 19th century restored Prague's political and cultural prominence. In 1918, the city became the capital of the newly independent Czechoslovakia. It suffered from the Nazi occupation from 1939 to 1945, and has been the scene of major upheavals in the country's recent history. Prague's architectural heritage is incomparable. It features outstanding examples of all major styles of architecture, from early Romanesque to Gothic and Baroque. Prague is the capital and the largest city of the Czech Republic, with a population of over 1 million. It is the largest European city not to have been largely devastated by World War II. Despite its modern urban development, the old part of the town has retained much of its original appearance. The old centre of Prague consists of 5 historical districts. The Old Town, the New Town, and Josefov, once the Jewish ghetto, are on the eastern bank of the Vltava. On the western bank are the Little Quarter and Hradčany, which surrounds Prague Castle. Prague Castle, probably the city's best-known site, is over 1,000 years old. It was founded in the 9th century, then rebuilt and extended many times. Once the seat of kings, it is still the official residence of the President of the Republic. This great complex of remarkable buildings is dominated by the exquisite St. Vitus Cathedral, built in the French Gothic style. Its construction began in 1344 by order of Emperor Charles IV. It is situated along both banks of the Vltava River, covering an area of about 500 square kilometers. Its interior decoration features stained glass windows, frescoes, and elaborate tombstones, including that of Saint Wenceslas, patron saint of the Czech lands. The Bohemian crown jewels are kept in a chapel within the cathedral. Other interesting parts of Prague Castle include the old royal palace with its huge Vladislav Hall, still used for official ceremonies, and the Basilica of St. George, a fine Romanesque church. We should not miss the Golden Lane, a 16th century tradesman's quarter of tiny houses built into the castle walls. Beneath Prague Castle lies the Little Quarter, a picturesque district of Prague with Baroque palaces and gardens built in the 17th and 18th centuries by the aristocracy. There are also smaller, but no less beautiful, houses constructed by burghers and artisans. The Dome of St. Nicholas Church, Prague's Baroque masterpiece, visible from afar, is the most striking landmark of this area. The Little Quarter is connected to the city centre by the famous Charles Bridge, the 14th century Gothic structure lined with Baroque statues. Across the Vltava River are two other historical sectors, the Old Town and the New Town, founded in the 14th century by Charles IV, and much of modern Prague. The Old Town Square, the core of Old Prague, has retained its historic quality. Prague has traditionally been one of the principal intellectual and cultural centres of Central Europe. Its charm makes it extremely popular with tourists. The main attraction is the astronomical clock in the Old Town Hall. The square also features two fine churches, the Gothic Teen Church and the Baroque St. Nicholas Church. From the Old Town Square, it is not far to the centre of the modern part of the city, Wenceslas Square. The areas around Charles Bridge and the Old Town Square are crowded with tourists. This bustling boulevard, watched over by an equestrian statue of St. Wenceslas, represents more the everyday life of the Czech capital. Other major Prague landmarks include the Vyšehrad Citadel, an area to which a lot of Czech old legends relate. There are many distinguished personalities buried at the Slavine Cemetery in Vyšehrad. There is also the former Prague Jewish ghetto, featuring a fascinating variety of monuments associated with the life of the local Jewish community. The Baroque Loretta Convent is housing a priceless collection of diamonds, pearls, and gold. For most of its history, Prague has been the setting for dramatic events which have shaped Czech history. There is also the neo-Renaissance building of the National Theatre, a symbol of the Czech National Revival movement of the 19th century. Clementinium is a former Jesuit college, but now the State Library, and Karolinum is the oldest remaining part of Prague University founded by Charles IV. Prague has been a centre of cultural life during its various periods. Prague's finest art galleries are in the castle area, especially the fine collections of the National Gallery in the Schönbergski Palace and the Basilica of St. George. The largest of many galleries and museums is the Neo-Renaissance National Museum, at the upper end of Wenceslas Square. Both theatre and music have played a prominent role in the city's tradition. Traditional scenes include the National Theatre, staging opera, ballet as well as classical drama and the neoclassical Stavovske Theatre. There was Don Giovanni, Mozart's masterpiece, performed for the first time there. Modern dramatic production is represented by the Lanterna Magica Theatre and a large number of smaller but very popular scenes, such as the Naza Bradley and Epsilon theatres. Classical music is mainly performed at the Neo-Renaissance Dvořák Hall, where the annual Prague Spring Festival is held. The city's origin dates back to the 9th century. The Prague Philharmonic Orchestra is well esteemed abroad. Concerts of both classical and modern music are also held at the Lucerna Hall and the Congress Center, the former Palace of Culture. There are countless small alternative theatres, rock clubs and cinemas. The life and work of the world-renowned writer Franz Kafka is closely linked with Prague. His museum is now one of the main Prague tourist attractions. Contemporary Prague is the political, administrative, financial and commercial centre of the Czech Republic. It is also an industrial city, producing goods ranging from machinery to foodstuffs. As the seat of the Czech kings, it was the political heart of Bohemia. In the mid-14th century, under the Bohemian king and Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV, who chose the city as the capital of the empire, Prague experienced a period of unprecedented development. The university was established, the construction of St. Vitus Cathedral begun, and the plan of the new town designed, to name but a few projects initiated at the time.